marijuana bill. Uh-huh. Take a couple of minutes. And I guess this gets a hearing tomorrow, yes. if I'm not mistaken. What would this do?
This would establish the treatment centers throughout the state of Maryland that would allow patients only by prescription from a bona fide doctor-patient relationship to get medical marijuana. It would also provide protections for the patients and caregivers in employment and housing, you know, so that they wouldn't face discrimination.
Well, they wouldn't be prosecuted, I guess. Is there a fear that they might be prosecuted?
Well, we just want to make sure. We just want to make sure those protections are there. This bill would also set up a system for independent testing, you know, which is very important. And the bottom line is it would create, for the first time, the opportunity in the state of Maryland for our constituents to be given the same benefits to get medical marijuana that exists in 20 other states and the District of Columbia.
Isn't the medical marijuana law that passed last year supposed to do this?
No. Well, it was supposed to set up the system through the academic medical centers. Right. And we were hoping that they would have taken an interest. And, you know, it still would have been only a system by which patients would have only been able to get medical marijuana if they were a patient in a study.
You were a patient in a study at Hopkins,
would have been very limited. Those of us who are advocating strongly for medical marijuana didn't have much hope that it would work, but we, you know, it did some good things. It set up the Medical Marijuana Commission,
right?
You know, which my bill is not seeking to eliminate right. at all.
Do you think your bill is going to get lost in the debate over legalization and decriminalization
not
and lawmakers who might oppose those bills might oppose you?
Not at all. More than 60 of my colleagues, Democrats and Republicans, are co-sponsors. In fact, everyone is in support of medical marijuana.
Right.
It will not get lost because people do understand that we need to take care of our sick people before we even look at, full-blown legalization. And we need the data from those states, Washington and Colorado, to see what's the best practices for that. So I do not think at all that this is going to get lost in the debate.
Are you hearing from patients?
Absolutely. We have a press conference scheduled for tomorrow. Patients, I'm getting hundreds of emails, you know, saying that they are so supportive of House Bill 1321, and they are really hoping that we can get this passed this session in the state of Maryland.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.